Everybody, we were kind of in Robin's report. I want to go to item number five, Roman numeral 5B, which is the next pledge drive. I have kind of set myself a goal. I want to personally raise $10,000, a challenge grant, for the next pledge drive. When is the next pledge drive, Robin?
Currently scheduled for August 8th. I think that's a Sunday. To start then. That was traditionally our shortest drive. I don't know if we can get away with that this year. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think that we should try really hard to get as much money in the door before that pledge drive, so it'd be upbeat. But
question, Nancy.
If the committee comes up with some ideas, I think what you need to do, Robin, is tell us whether there's any possibility that it would be that this idea would be implemented. Okay? So the next pledge drive starts August 8th, and you don't know how long it's going to last, correct?
The goal, going by the budget, should be about $150,000.
Okay.
Going by the budget. Our experience just very recently got us to almost $100,000 over 6 weeks. So that's obviously unrealistic.
What do you want to be the goal?
$150,000.
Okay.
Bruce for the sack.
Nancy first, and then Bruce. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. What would the committee like about the name of it? Summer Sizzle or something different? I just want to put that out so people could be thinking. Go ahead. I'm finished.
Are we going to give a name to this pledge drive, Robin?
Summer Sizzle is ancient.
How about thinking about moving?
No one's thought of anything better.
Well, you just had a contest for the logo. Why don't you have a contest for the, you know, a tagline for the station, especially with the young people?
All the shows are still pre-recorded. It's a little more complicated than you think, I think, right? I don't know. What? I don't know why I'm talking just anytime I want, but I'm sorry about that, you guys. We have the article that has hit the newspapers about the building being sold. And
yeah.
So I think that, I mean, this isn't a programming committee, but the headline just makes it sound like the station is being sold, for one thing. And then you have to read the article to see that it's the building that the station plans to go on. But just, I hope programming people keep that in mind to remind people that, you know, it's not all lost yet. So please don't not send money. But I was wondering if we wanted to have it be something about moving or getting back under one roof or something. I mean, not that everybody knows about that anyway, but I don't know, just a thought.
Tom.
Well, Bruce and then Tom. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, the other thing I'm going to suggest, because I notice it's the same thing at WBAI. Their pitching is kind of a one-legged stool. I mean, when you're looking for donations or new members or money, you get on the air and you pitch. Well, there's more to life than on-the-air pitching. I mean, you've got Facebook, you've got Instagram, you've got your mailing list. You've got friends of friends. You've got Facebook advertising where you can really target national country music fans. And now you got a three-legged stool. So you're and it, again, I don't want anybody to get defensive about this at all, but you got a kind of a combo approach instead of, and BAI does the same thing. We got to raise money. Oh, okay, you got to pitch on the radio. I go like, well, you're not going to reach the people who aren't listening to you already. So you can forget about all those people. You know, if you do like Facebook or Instagram or even get a semi-famous local artist to do a free concert on Zoom or something like that, you know, then you start to get people who aren't already listening to the radio station. That's it, I'm done.
Okay.
Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Was there somebody after Bruce?
Yes, me.
Okay. Okay.
Who
yes.
was me?
Tom. Captain Tom.
Yes. Okay. How about, this is a suggestion for a theme. How about Summer Spectacular Move?
Sunburst
Summer Spectacular
Bar. What? What was the last word?
Move, M-O-V-E.
Move. Here. Summer Spectacular Move. We are moving, KPFT, so let's do a Summer Spectacular Move.
Do you
yeah,
know where we're moving to?
51 years old and homeless.
51 years old
and
homeless.
Yes, that's a good one, Nancy.
How about, you know, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 51?
No, 54.
No,
no. That's actually cute.
I said his was better. It has to be positive.
You get a picture of a guy on a park bench, you know, holding a mic.
Oh, that's true.
Summer Sensation Pledge Drive.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Summer Sensation.
Summer Sensation.
I think spectacular.
I like sensation. I don't know why.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Teresa.
You're welcome,
I'm sorry. We're just brainstorming here. I didn't mean anything negative. Okay.
No, I'm jealous because you like mine better.
I tell you what, we could go on and on about this with ideas, throwing out ideas. I would like everybody to give some thought. I tell you what, let's have a subcommittee. Since we don't have a general manager and we don't have a program director, and Robin is in charge of this.
In charge of what?
You're in charge of the pledge drive, aren't you?
Yes. Be more specific, please. The state of this right now is like I need to know exactly where everything is.
Okay. Well, Robin, you know, I have ideas of how we can make the pledge drive better. I think we ought to have a theme. I think we ought to be upbeat. And I think that we ought to, you know, send out email blasts, and it ought to be on Facebook, and it ought to be on Instagram. And I don't know who's doing those things right now, but I think it ought to be a little bit more coordinated. And I would, you know, and I think that we ought to do a lot of advance prep before the meeting. But you have to let us know what we can do. I mean, we're trying to help you, but somehow we need to be given permission to help. So if you don't like my idea, let me know.
Well, okay, we won't have a general manager in a few weeks, and then I suppose there'll be another one who will have to hit the ground running and somehow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no program director, so the last 2 weeks of July, I have no idea how communication with the programmers will go on or what will happen,
mm-hmm.
or how anything will be changed on air, which is one of the things we need to do. We talk about whether we call it a summer sizzle, summer sensation, or whatever, but what the what we're putting over the air is not sensational or spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to sound really foolish, you know, and a bit delusional to say that this is spectacular. And we don't have any, and we don't have any way, as far as I can see, change anything on the air to make it better. So I'm sorry, I'm being a real Debbie Downer today.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a limbo right now, and it's really getting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, lots of ideas. And, you know, not many people didn't implement them.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. All of the other stations are in buildings, correct? WBAI is in a building. And you can go somewhere and you can get on a mic and you can project live, correct? Is that correct?
As far as I know, yeah.
Same way with KPFA and KPFK. They can go into their buildings.
No, I think they're all locked down. WBAI, it's not open. You have to do remote. And I think, well, unless you're a paid employee at A or K, I think you're not going into the building. KFW, I don't know.
They've been going into their building the whole time.
But aren't they doing live remotes?
The board operators are going in, so they can do call-ins. But the programmers are remote, and actually, you can do call-ins with a remote, setup. But you need to use certain software, and you kind of need to have to do it a little trickier. But I mean, it can be done. Worst case, people just hold their cell phone up to the mic. And the user calls in, and it's not too bad. But, you know, it's not the simplest thing in the world. The problem is usually, at least here at BAI, there's a lot of the programmers are, you know, great in the studio, but they're a little bit older and, you know, they're not familiar with the clean feed or, you know, the computer as a USB connecting. And we got one host who's like fantastic, David Rothenberg, and he claims to be a technophobe, and he calls it the inter something. I mean, you know, but he does it on purpose. But yeah, he's a total, you know, computer, forget it. But Michelle's fantastic. That's it.
Okay, so but aren't people doing live remote? Yes or no?
Yeah, they're doing live remote with dialing, but the
okay.
board operator is in the studio,
the station.
But not the programmer. Not,
okay,
but,
so we
yeah,
need so all we need is well, I guess
you need an engineer in the station, at least one.
Okay.
Yeah, usually you can work around it, but usually, yeah, you need somebody in the station.
Okay, well, that's not our. That's not our purview to discuss that, but
Tom to the stack.
Yes, go ahead, Tom.
Nancy was first.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say if there's any way to communicate with the programmers, it'd be like, you know, the GM until the last 2 weeks of August, July, and then it would be Robin, right? Is that correct?
Well, Robin's not the general manager, but she is going to be in charge of the.
I'm asking Robin.
The,
I mean, after he's gone, yeah, the last 2 weeks of July. How are we going to communicate with the programmers?
The way I usually communicate is by email with them. Though I do talk to a lot of them, you know, by
phone.
Well,
if you have some, like Wendy was saying, asking you to say something to the programmers about, I forgot what Wendy said now. Okay, I want to add to that the last email I got, which was yesterday from New Day Pacifica. At the very top, they're saying Pacifica has started selling its buildings, KPFD first. So it just makes it look like and feel like, oh, they need money so badly, they got to sell their buildings. And that is not really, they're not really telling about all the mold and the electricity and the broken pipes, and they're not saying
I'm that. Writing a thing about that right now myself, because
thank
that
you.
Is so misleading and really
it's
obnoxious.
Misleading. It's making everybody go, well, I'm going to hold my pocketbook shut. Why give them any money if they're going out of business, you know? I'm so angry because this group has done this. Oh, and that's all.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tom.
Let's go back to the next pledge drive.
Next.
Robin, I'm sorry. Who's next on the stack?
Captain Tom.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Is it my understanding that we are losing a general manager?
Yes, he has resigned.
David
How
has
do you
resigned.
Know that, Teresa?
I believe that there was an email to that effect that went out to the LSD.
I didn't
to my knowledge, our general manager is not going anywhere anytime soon, okay?
Send me a copy of that email, Teresa.
You should tell him, Tom.
Okay. Now, I just got done talking to the general manager yesterday, and he has not indicated to me that he is going to resign. Okay?
Okay, well, good.
So we need to get these facts straight, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't feel that it's right.
You know, someone has a radio or a television or something in the background. If it's you, then you might want to mute if you're not speaking. Okay. I'm going under the impression from, at this point, from kind of what Robin said, but I won't say that Robin was the first person that said that to me, that she's not anticipating that our general manager will be here after the 15th. So let's just talk about if you feel that the information that we're discussing is not clear to you, then let's discuss the next pledge drive and what we intend to do from what we can do.
Yeah, it's detrimental, Teresa. I mean, we didn't get any information from him about this, and then you saying this before even Robin said it, it's just really detrimental. That's all.
I would agree, and I think we ought to keep it within this committee until more information is forthcoming.
Absolutely. It's the way it should be. Keep it within this committee, and it's not to be discussed outside the committee.
Okay. All right. So let's discuss this next pledge drive. Is there anything that let me say this. I am discouraged because I don't feel that we are doing any advance prep for our pledge drives. And I think that I just don't get the impression that our programmers or our staff are doing any advanced prep. And if we don't do any advanced prep, then it's no wonder that the pledge drive lasts 6 weeks. I'm not saying that it's only the fault of the staff. I think that COVID has something to do with it. And I think that competition for our time and the attention we give to media, that has something to do with it. But I want to know, I'm looking for some guidance from the staff as to what we can do to help prepare for this pledge drive so it has some excitement to it and it's not just more of the same.
Bruce with a sack.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I think especially if the pledge drive is going to come up in August. Actually, when is it again?
August 8th.
August 8th. So you basically got a month. And what you can do is start a build-up, you know, to the pledge drive, you know, with a raffle or prizes or, you know, a drawing contest for little kids. You know, draw a picture of the radio station, send it in, and the winner will get a $25 certificate to Friendly's or ice cream or whatever. You know, stuff that's kind of building up momentum to the actual drive in August. And then if you join some of the local Facebook groups and post stuff about, you know, the pledge drive, you get people piling in. I would do a whole lot of cart with children's voices. That children's voices are killer, you know, for this kind of stuff. Like my mom gave $25. How much is it? Whatever.
That.
Robin,
that's a good one.
Robin, why don't we try doing this? Why don't we say we like your pledge by August 1st, and everyone will get a raffle. Everyone that is a current member of KPFT will get a raffle ticket, and if you pledge by August 1st, you get an additional raffle ticket.
Could I interject?
With a prize and with an understanding that when they go to kpft.org to pledge, or if they call the pledge line, which they can do any time, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, when they call in, they should mention a show, because I want those programmers to get the feedback that I'm pledging early and I'm pledging at 11 o'clock at night because I want this raffle, I want a raffle ticket, but I also want the station to know that ordinarily if there was a pledge drive, I'd be giving to Egberto's show or, you know, James Nagel show or whatever. So do we specifically ask the company that takes our pledges to ask what show they would like to say that they enjoy?
Yes.
Okay. So we will get that feedback. Can we do that, and can we find a nice raffle gift? And this, I know that KUNM in Albuquerque does this. They motivate people to give before the pledge drive even starts.
Okay, this is not a bad idea. Can I please finish what I have to say? I'm getting really upset. And this group often ends the meeting or says in the meeting, if we could, what can they do? We have a group of people here. Perhaps among them they can find something that would be really interesting to raffle off. We actually have two raffles that we could do this, you know, this year, and we haven't done any. So I think that's actually a good idea. And
maybe we could find like a condominium stay or something like that.
Yeah, since people apparently want to travel, something like that. Perhaps this group could put that on its agenda, to find something worth raffling off.
All right.
And I'd hope several items, several items.
Okay, well, what I would like you to do is if you, I would like everybody to look for a raffle item. Maybe we can bundle several things. Like in the past, we had a stay at a condo for the Jazz Festival in New Orleans, including tickets to the Jazz Fest, for example. And maybe a free meal at a certain restaurant or something like that. So everybody, could you all think, put on your thinking caps, and if you have an idea for a raffle item, either email it to robin@kpft.org and CC me. Okay? So that's your charge, everybody that's on the call that wants to help, okay?
Teresa, Rob Lee had put himself on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
Oh, no, I just agreed that this is a good idea and that we should all look for things. And, again, you know, just saying whether it's a condo in Galveston or something in Colorado or New Orleans with a theme, the whole idea is somebody might give my whole thought about being able to help out with this group is we need $1,000 gifts. You know, what would somebody pay $1,000 for? And we all need to think about that.
Bruce, for the fact...
Well, I'm not... Actually, I don't think this is a raffle. This is a drawing.
Well, maybe we could do both. Maybe we could do both.
A raffle would be something like if you buy more, if you can try to increase your chances of getting something by buying more than one ticket. So, I'd like your input on this. Let me say this. KUNN.
Let Rob speak.
Let me finish this because there's a difference between a raffle and a drawing legally in the state of Texas. And what we can do about that. And I do know that I could call Mary Oisi, who did it at KUNM. They got a donation of a scooter. And I think that one thing we need to be careful about is that we don't want people that can give $500 just I want people to give more. Because I don't want somebody that can give $500 to just give $25. Because then
that's
really is defeating our purpose. Yes.
That's the important point. We don't want to waste a gift. And maybe we could find, if we could find multiple gifts, and I've thought about a friend of mine that has an historic mansion in Galveston, maybe I could get him to put somebody up, including me, and I could be the tour guide or something, for some sort of, Saturday night in Galveston, but we want $1,000, and we give them a nice dinner and maybe a concert or something in Galveston. And I don't know if we help out the old quarter, but maybe we could coordinate it with the old quarter in Galveston or something, and they'd give us some free tickets.
That's an experience.
But then get the radio to say, this is $1,000 or whatever it happens to be, and see what the hey happens.
Okay. If for people who would like to work on a team to offer some sort of drawing, can you give me your name? Can I work... Rob, would you like to work on this with me?
I would be happy to help.
Anybody else?
I have a suggestion.
Okay, but let just wait 1 minute, Tom. Anyone else that wants to work on this with me?
Yeah, Bruce, I'll help.
Okay. And that's Bruce Pollard?
No, New York.
Okay, G-R-E-I-F?
Yep.
Okay, so it's Rob and Teresa and Bruce. We're gonna do a little telephone conference and we're gonna work on this. Okay, so...
Teresa?
Yes?
This
yes?
Is, can Robin please clarify what... Because you mentioned three different things. We had a raffle item, we had a drawing, and now we have just a premium of a $1,000 hotel, you know, house stay thing experience. So what should it? What should we be working on, Robin?
All of the above. Sorry to interject.
Well, you don't have enough people to work on all of the above right now at this moment.
Not much time either.
Well, let me say
yeah.
this. The KUNM in Albuquerque, yeah, they got a donation of a scooter, and I think they had a second prize of a decorative plate, I think, that you would buy at a jewelry store. It was a piece of art. But I think that I need to call Mary OEC and find out how they motivated to give people to donate early, but not the minimum amount. Because I think we want to do a drawing, not a raffle. We can do a raffle some other time, but not. I think maybe not with this pledge drive. I think that should be a separate thing, and we could make a bunch of money on that. And I know that Mr. McKinney would probably offer a tour.
He's got a bunch of things he would donate.
And maybe I know someone else that's a master tour guide. So we could do a really nice package as a raffle separate from this. But we can only do two raffles a year, so we need to be careful how we do them.
Nancy, we have one staff person, so can we hear from her?
Yes.
For the purpose of getting the most money for whatever we offer, past experience with raffles, you know, that we talk about on the air at KPFT, they're pretty well received. I would really have to look up what they brought in, but they were worth the effort. I remember that. Auctions we could also do online. In other words, you know, if we get the package, you know, the Galveston package, we could do an auction, and with a minimum bid that would, if it goes, would guarantee that we make a certain amount of money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also do those easily these days online.
Mm-hmm.
A drawing where the only drawing I remember doing was it also allowed people to enter the drawing without donating anything. What we did was that, you know, if you made a pledge, then you're in the drawing. But we also had to offer it to people who don't want to make a pledge. There was a rule about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that probably would be the least, bring in the least amount of money between a auction or a raffle. So I think a raffle might bring in the most, but we could have some special, we could have an auction and a raffle at the same time. However, and you know, you're kind of running two different businesses at the same time when you do that, and that's a lot of work in a short period of time, as everyone said.
My objective was to, and the objective of KUNM was to get people to pledge early, before the pledge drive. Get something special, because we know that it's going to be somewhat lackluster because our programmers are not live. So we may as well give them some motivation to give early anyway, because you're not going to have that.
Okay.
You know, you're not going to have the excitement of Rick Iscardo saying, hey, we need $1,000 in the last 10 minutes. You're not going to have that, so we may as well create some excitement to give early.
Okay. You know, I think that's a good idea. So what do we have that people can win before the drive, you know, or can get before the drive even starts? I think this will be in two parts. You know, give early,
and have, you know, have a chance to get the vacation in Galveston. Give during the drive and have a chance to, well, I, like I said, I'm not really into a drawing, but then to maybe have a raffle or something during the drive that could be talked up. That's one thought.
Well, the way they did it, the way they did it was, if you gave early, you would get a raffle ticket, and then maybe you get two raffle tickets or something. You're eligible for a special prize if you give early, and then every time you get, and people that give during the pledge drive, you also are eligible.
Well,
but there's some, there's, you get some advantage, you get some advantage for pledging before the pledge drive.
Bruce was back.
Go ahead,
and Wendy.
Bruce and Wendy. Go, Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, what I've seen people do, and it works really well, is they have raffles with different levels. In other words, silver, bronze, silver, and gold, and depending on how much your ticket is, you know, what you're going to win. And what I think would be really cool to offer as prizes are antique radios. And if you go on eBay, you can see these, like, restored antique 1941 Zenith radio, restored. They're gorgeous looking, you know, and they get FM. They actually work, and you can pick them up for about maybe like $50, $60, depending on which one you look at. Do you guys have any old radio clubs in Houston or old radio buffs?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
One of their older radios.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
we have.
That's really popular, and they're gorgeous, and it makes a great prize. And the other thing I'll say to Captain Tom, and by the way, here in New York, the Prison Show listeners are very loyal. They don't have a lot of money, but they are very loyal, and they give regularly. And one of the, you know, going back to what Mr. Pollard said, you know, he gives because he wants to help somebody else. And we had a guy call in on an LSB show, and he said, you know, I just got my stimulus check or whatever, $1,000. I really don't need it because I got a pension, the house is paid off. I really don't need it. So you know what? I'm going to give you the $1,000, and I want you to buy memberships for people in prison. So if you made that, you know, one of your premiums, like, buy memberships for incarcerated people, or people who can't afford it, or something like that. You know, that's like a really nice, warm and fuzzy feeling. And everybody fell off their chair when he said that. You know, but yeah, he gave $1,000 so that he could buy 50 whatever, 200 memberships, whatever the number is. So he could take $1,000 and buy memberships for people in prison. That's it. I'm done.
All right, so thank you, Bruce.
Tom was next.
Wendy's
and Wendy was next. Yeah.
Who was next?
Me.
Wendy.
Wendy, and then Tom. Go ahead, Wendy.
And now I already forgot what I was going to say. That was okay.
I'm sorry, Wendy.
That our whole thing about giving. You're breaking up. So that, you know, I didn't believe the bylaws to give gift memberships. People do it all the time. Thing about buying votes and stuff like that. So you got to watch out for that. But as the only person, I mean, I think Marquisha is not going to love the idea of a raffle. And I can tell you guys about my experience conducting that raffle at KPFT with the truck. We had a really cool old truck, 1960s truck that, you know, very cool, and lots of people wanted it, but it was still hard to get programmers and everybody to talk about it with any kind of clarity.
Bruce for the stack.
I ended up.
All right. Who? Tom and then Bruce. Wendy, you're breaking.
They may have.
Wendy,
sorry. Did you hear what I?
Wendy, start again. I hate to say that.
I know. I think I was too far away from my. I have to talk on Wi-Fi out here. Okay, so I said that the raffle that we did a couple years ago for that truck, it was not easy to get the programmers to talk about the raffle on the air. Just because there isn't great communication, you know, they're not all in tune and got to kind of hunt them down and stuff. And I don't know how to. It's a lot of work is all I was saying. And it ends up falling all on one person, which is okay if it's successful. But hope that there will be a lot of help, whatever you do.
All right, Tom, you're next.
Okay. I was going to mention earlier, and then you asked me to wait. Why don't we just sell a piece of the building, KPFT, as a memento?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I like that too.
Agreed.
I mean, they're going to tear the building down. Okay. So, my suggestion is that we, you know, not raffle off KPFT, but, I mean, the building, but a piece of the building, you know, if you like a $1,000 donation, you can own a piece of KPFT, history. Okay? So that's what I think.
Thank you, Tom. Who was next? Bruce?
Yeah. And I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry.
Sorry.
Well, we need to sell bricks at our new building whenever we figure that out, too. So there's going to have to be a capital campaign, which we don't want to mix up with this because it's easier to get people to donate to capital campaigns than it is to do operating expenses for every day, you know, especially when we're always asking for money. But I like that brick thing. We could sell tickets to watch it be torn down. We do that all the time with the art car community. You know, somebody's car is going to the junk heap. You know, everybody gets hard hats and goes and watches. You know, while they smash the art car. I don't know how it could happen, but it could be kind of fun. We could fill up the median in the middle of the road with people that made a donation and watch it be torn down. Of course, they could. It's your chance to breathe asbestos firsthand. You know.
Well, make sure you have a face mask, okay?
Wendy, do you think we can borrow some hard hats from the art car people?
Actually, I think they got them from the car crushing place. But yeah, there are a lot of people have their own hard hats.
Well, Bruce from the stack now.
Okay.
Bruce from the stack.
Bruce, were you next?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why don't you guys start doing Facebook Live for the radio shows? I mean, there are a bunch of stations that are doing it. And you can actually get, like, this Mevo that does all the work for you, yada, yada, yada. But there's a lot of people doing Facebook Live for their radio show, and then they just shove it up on YouTube Live, too. But you've already got a Facebook page, so just do Facebook Live. And if you want to raise... You want to raise money. If you had a limited edition, exclusive Sunday afternoon Zoom interview with a famous country and western Americana musician where, you know, it's like five or six people sitting around and asking them questions, how to get started, yada, yada, yada. I bet people would pay money for that. I'm done.
Okay, well,
I think
with a question.
Here, the last part of that, Bruce.
You mean about the Zoom interview?
Yes.
Have a Sunday afternoon exclusive and you want to use exclusive members only, premiere, blah, blah, velvet rope, you know, interview with a reasonably famous country western guy from Houston or Galveston, and it's like maybe 10 people. It's Sunday afternoon Zoom. They dial in. He does an interview. He talks how to get started, what were the problems, plays a little bit of music, and they all get to ask him questions in person, which they would never get to do in real life. And I bet you they'd pay big money for that.
Okay.
And then Facebook Live for your radio shows. Just go on Facebook Live and do it.
Okay.
And you can broadcast it, you know, you can record it and broadcast it live, or record it and broadcast it later.
So we have a team that's going to be working on a drawing or a raffle, and those people are Rob Lee, Teresa Allen, and Bruce. And I really think that the Facebook Live situation that needs to be run by the general manager or whoever's the engineer or maybe Sandy Wyman would be able to figure out how to do it. But we need somebody with
the program. They already do this. They're already doing it, Teresa. The programmers are doing their shows on Facebook Live. I mean, that was like 2 or 3 years ago I was seeing programmers doing that. They had a stand to put their phone on, and they were doing their show live.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I only said that because somebody made the comment about, you know, we're only doing recorded shows and it's boring. So they're already doing it. So there's your solution.
Some of them are doing it, have done it, but yeah, they should be encouraged to do it with us. But however, if everybody's got their own different background, you know, and some of them might be, I don't know, we need a studio, damn it.
Okay.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, in 2018 when we did that truck raffle, that donated truck,
yes.
Afterwards, KPFK, they wanted to do the same thing. And then the Pacifica lawyer said no. And the reason was because each state has different rules. And although Texas, you can have two raffles a year, something like that. But the lawyer said, because there's such a difference in the different states, they said no more. So, you know, before we put a whole lot of energy, we better make sure we're not wasting our time there.
Okay. Well,
I'll
Nancy,
remember that clearly.
Nancy, that's why we're going to have a subcommittee and a team, Rob Lee and myself and Bruce, and we're going to work with Robin, and I don't know whether it's going to be a drawing, but to me, what I want to work on is something to motivate people to give before the pledge drive. Okay, so Robin, are you there?
Teresa,
yes,
you're treasurer. You're on the finance committee. You can ask a question, a simple question. Are we allowed to do raffles?
I will believe you, Nancy. I'm going to follow up on that.
I would suggest that you have the ideas developed before you ask them. If you had everything in place, they'd be more likely to say yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Robin, are you still on the phone?
Yes.
Thank you, Robin. Are any of these other ideas, do you feel, the issue of the online auction, do you want people working on this? I don't see how we're going to do anything in the next 3 weeks with online auction, but I'd be happy to have one or two other people discuss it with you and run with it if you want us to do that.
Even if we can't get it started in the next 3 weeks, and if we can, you know, if we don't get it together until, you know, sometime in August, it still might be worth doing.
Okay. Does anybody want to work on this, an online auction?
Okay, Nancy, with a question. We need to have a cart. We need to have a cart to tell members where to send a message. Like, you got an auctionable item that you want to donate, and then send us to such and such, you know, I guess Robin at KFT. I don't know who to send to, so that we can start using our memberships, you know, let them clean out their house.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I think one of the items we should auction is one of those dunk tanks. You know, when you're having a street fair and they have the dunk tank where you throw the basketball and the seat goes down and the guy goes in the water and we'll put Captain Tom on the seat.
Okay. Thank you for that, Bruce. Thank you for offering Captain Tom.
Objection.
Hey, I've got a suggestion on a pre... This is Rob Lee, if I could just be quick and you can give me an answer later. I've got a suggestion. I've got two ideas. One a ranch in Utopia, the other that place I mentioned in Galveston. Could we run with that in the next few weeks and just try to see if we could somehow get that? I hear people saying card or whatever that it is, but we could try to develop some sort of spot that the DJs can just play. And I just would say first person that gives $1,000, you know, we don't need an auction. We just need, you know, whoever comes up with the money gets the gift. It's that easy.
Yeah, that would just be an extra special premium.
You
could also make more money off it if it was a drawing thing or a raffle, though, if it was a great prize.
We'd have to set a threshold, but the whole idea for when I put up these ideas is I just want to get it, I want to have some success, and then I want to see if there's a way to repeat it.
Yes. Hey, this is what I'm going to do. It's 8:30 at night, so we have we been on this call 2 hours now?
Yes, we have.
And I want to get off, so I'm going to try. I'm going to talk to Robin, and we're going to see if we can have a subcommittee talk about these items maybe tomorrow or the next day. Okay. So we can move on. Does anybody want to talk about the subcommittee on major membership right now? I'm thinking no.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, but wait 1 minute. Let wait. So I'm going to say.
I agreed. It's too long of a meeting.
Okay, but please give me 7 more minutes, okay, to wrap this up.
Move to adjourn.
No, we have not. We don't have a scheduled end of time. So let me just work through this agenda, please. Anybody want to discuss lapsed members? No discussion. Okay. There was an item for new business. Nancy, do you want to bring this item up right now?
Doing a contest like we did for the logo to involve more people. Ask them if they want to put their artistic talent in making cards for donated vehicles. And then we could do the top whatever, the top 5, the top 10, and we circulate around the stations, and they just change the call numbers to KPFK or WPFW, and then maybe they'll do them, and then we'll circulate. So we have much more interesting cards for donations, and it's like everybody.
We have already discussed that. I will discuss that with Robin to see if there is someone who's actually willing to actually produce those cards. We will proceed on that. I will check it out, and I'll report at the next meeting. Okay. So confirming that our next meeting of this committee is the 3rd of August, and now it's... I think it was Tom that wants to adjourn.
Yes.
Teresa, you changed it. Finance should have been tonight, and development should have been the 3rd Tuesday. And so you changed it to development, this one. Is it going to be the 1st Tuesday from now on, development, or?
I intend for development to continue on the 1st Tuesday. I'm sorry about any confusion for finance. I spoke.
Are you going to post the finance meeting on the 3rd Tuesday?
I will be talking to Sandy Weinman about it. When I discussed it with him last, he was somewhat discouraged after conversations with the general manager. That's why we don't have a finance committee meeting.
We need to meet, whether we have a general manager or not. We need to meet for finance. Y'all need to schedule a meeting.
Okay. But it is not time to discuss finance at this meeting. Tom moved to adjourn.
You're posting the meeting, so please post it.
I tell you what, if you want to discuss that, Nancy, we're not going to discuss this in the development meeting. You may call me, or you may email me. Okay. Any objections?
It's not up to you. It's up to the committee.
Can we adjourn?
Let's adjourn.
Thank everyone. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's adjourn. Thank you.
Bye-bye.